This is a tour to raise awareness and sound the alarm about the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, the TPP, which is a massive global trade deal, the largest of its kind in history were it to go into effect, that was negotiated in complete secrecy by hundreds of corporate lobbyists and government officials. And the goal of the tour is to just tell more people about it. The biggest problem with the TPP is that because of the extreme secrecy around the negotiations, even though it's a very unpopular deal once people learn about it, there's still a huge number of people that haven't heard of it and don't know what the problems with it are. So we're teaming up with a bunch of well-known musicians who are sympathetic to the cause who are going to help us get the word out to large numbers of people in a short period of time. We're working with Tom Morello, the guitarist of Rage Against the Machine and Prophets of Rage, along with the Flowbots, who I know are a big Denver favorite, the punk band Anti-Flag, and Golden Globe-nominated actress Evangeline Lilly, for a series of high-profile events around the country, starting in Denver on July 23rd, that won't just be about enjoying music, but will also be giving people lots of concrete ways to get involved with the growing movement to stop the TPP.
But why do it in this format? Why do it in the form of a rock concert and having, you know, actresses and other quite famous people involved in this way?
You know, again, there's a lot of people that are passionate about the TPP already, but the biggest obstacle we have between us and stopping it is just that huge numbers of people still don't know what it is. People who we haven't been able to reach yet through sort of traditional activist means like petitions and protests and vigils. So this is an important way to reach the audiences of people who love music, who are fans of these actors and others, and get them into a room where they can enjoy the music of some of their favorite performers, but also be given very real, concrete, and easily understandable facts about the TPP, and perhaps even more importantly, connect them with local organizations in their cities that are working on this on an ongoing basis so that they can be part of the solution to this problem.
So what format will it take? You'll obviously have the musicians performing on stage. How are you then getting the messaging across around the very complex TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement? How is that messaging being conveyed?
The format is going to basically be that there will be performers, and then in between the performers, we're going to have short talks from speakers who are experts on the issue or have personal experience, like workers who were displaced due to offshoring of jobs, for example. And we're going to be, you know, really baking the activism into the entire event. People are going to sign a petition in order to RSVP and get their free ticket. We're going to be outside the venue in Denver with a great sound truck provided by the Teamsters, where we'll be having a rally with signs and more speakers and performers. And we're going to have lots of opportunities there for people to collect information. We'll have handouts, postcards that people can sign. It's going to really be an event that fuses together activism and music seamlessly. It's not just a concert and it's not just a protest. It's a combination of the two and something even more than that.
Do you have any idea about which local groups will be at that event in Denver?
We're working with a really strong coalition of groups on the ground that range from environmental groups like the local chapter of the Sierra Club to labor organizations like the CWA local, the Teamsters, as I mentioned, as well as Food and Water Watch. And, you know, we're talking to a wide range of other groups as well. I'm based here in Boston. So, you know, we have our local organizers in Denver who could probably give you a better picture of the wide range of groups that are participating. But it's really, you know, a cross-section of so many different movements. And I think that highlights the reality that the TPP affects so many issues. So whatever it is that you're passionate about, whether it's climate change or food safety or internet freedom, the TPP is going to affect the issue you care about. And that's why so many different groups are coming out of the woodwork to participate in this event.
So after Denver, which other cities are you hitting up?
So from Denver, we're going to be heading to San Diego, California on July 30th, and then up the coast to Seattle, Washington, where we have Talib Kweli, who's a very well-known hip-hop artist, headlining our event there, and then Portland, Oregon on August 20th. And then we have not yet unveiled the dates, but we'll be in Boston, Massachusetts, and Washington, D.C. as well on the East Coast in the early fall.
Is there any particular reasoning behind these particular cities, like why Denver was chosen to kick off the tour?
Sure. I mean, there's a variety of reasons. that went into the decision making. One is just focusing on areas where trade is a major issue locally. In Denver and in the Colorado area, because of agriculture and a variety of other concerns, trade disproportionately affects people in your area in a major way. So we're going to places where there's a strategic reason to be there, and also where it's something that directly affects people and that they have a very clear reason to be passionate about and get involved with.
This is obviously an attempt to really engage a younger audience, given the musicians who are involved and the format that you're aiming at. Do you think young people have been either disengaged or just not aware of what's happening with the TPP?
You know, I think we're definitely trying to engage people of all ages, and it depends on, each city, who the lineup is and what comes together. But that said, I think, young people have certainly been part of the movement engaged in the TPP, but it's definitely an important area of folks to activate. I mean, I think if we look throughout history, music has always been an important part of social movements and musical subcultures, particularly populated by young people, have often been at the forefront of those movements in collaboration with, intergenerational activists and people of all ages. But I definitely think, if we're going to stop the TPP, we're going to need to have those young people involved. And this is a great way to activate and give them an opportunity to come to something that they, maybe they wouldn't have shown up at a protest if we did it outside of City Hall. But this is something that's accessible and makes a lot of sense, but then give them an opportunity to become part of this movement.